WTAW News Time is 5 after 6, 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Around 6:30 last night, College Station police responded to an intersection of Barron Road and William D. Fitch Parkway for a major wreck. According to the report, one vehicle was traveling eastbound on Barron and collided with a second vehicle traveling northbound on Fitch. Both drivers were transported to the hospital with injuries. One passenger sustained injuries but did not go to the hospital. The cause of the collision is still under investigation. A traffic stop on Wixon Valley by a DPS trooper led to a chase at speeds over 100 miles per hour before the SUV went airborne on Highway 21 in Bryan and crashed in an empty parking lot. 65-year-old John Weber II of Bryan told troopers, according to the arrest report, he had consumed alcohol and marijuana that was likely laced with cocaine. Weber, who was ejected from his SUV but only had road rash, was taken to jail after being checked out in an emergency room. The city of College Station celebrated Fire Chief Eric Hurt's career on Friday. Hurt announced his retirement last month after 35 years with the department.
I'm looking forward to my phone not ringing nearly as much, and the text messages and emails slowing down considerably. So that's one of the things I'm looking forward to.
Hurt says the department has come a long way since he joined in 1981. Thursday will be his last day. While presidential nominees are trying to win you over this year, the Real Estate Center at Texas A&M wants your vote in a different type of poll. Ding dong or granny's neck? No, we're not talking about Donald and Hillary.
They're based in a very rich history of the area. Some of them are just probably urban legends that have become accepted fact.
Still confused? Real Estate Center's associate editor Brian Pope explains.
Texas has so many wonderful small town names, and so many of them have great stories behind them.
Pope says they're trying to find the favorite small town Texas name from a list of 120. He says they plan to have four rounds of polls over the next 2 months before naming the winner.
Our hope is once we have the big winner, we're going to go to that town, do a photo shoot, and make a big deal of it, really play it up and have some fun with it, hopefully talk to some of the residents there and just get to know that part of the state.
Uncertain? Well, then go ahead and vote for the Texas-Louisiana border town. No, seriously, it exists, along with Bacon, Twitty, and Pinetucky, Texas. A link to the poll is on the Real Estate Center's Facebook page. And it was a week ago today that a too-tall load on the freeway struck and damaged the Briarcrest overpass. The TxDOT district office in Bryan reports repairs could start next month. The cost, estimated at between $500,000 and $600,000, will be paid initially by the state, but there will be an attempt to collect from what is the responsible party. The driver of the semi was hauling an excavator that was too tall to go under the bridge. And a heads up to College Station motorists about street work today. The southbound lanes of Dartmouth between Holloman to Southwest Parkway will be closed starting at 9 to resurface the street. The work is expected to be completed by the end of the day. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 75 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Sovac City is having a 1776 sale. In celebration of Independence Day, we're taking 17.76% off of everything in the store. Buy a sewing machine, price at $100, and we'll take off 1776 to make the price $82.24. Buy a serger, priced at $299, and we'll sell it to you for $245.89. Buy the Brother PE 540D Disney embroidery machine, regular $399 for $328.13. Celebrate the 1776 sale only at Sovac City and only until July 9th. Sovac City and College Station, come on down to see us.
Good morning, it's 6:09. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Wilton's Office Works. They're on the freeway between University of Bryan and Briarcrest, or you can order online at wiltons.com. Wiltons, you'll find furniture, supplies, and much more. Here you are.
Sunshine and some occasional clouds around during today. We hit the mid-90s this afternoon with an afternoon shower or thunderstorm in spots. Tonight, some scattered clouds, any showers in mid-70s overnight. Partly sunny skies with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm Tuesday into the 90s. And Wednesday, really more the same, a mix of clouds and sun, risk of scattered showers and storms during the afternoon and into the 90s. This is Gary Bass, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll recap the weekend for the Brazos Valley Bombers. Also in Major League Baseball, the Texas Rangers take down the Boston Red Sox, and the Houston Astros fall to the Kansas City Royals. All the details are coming up in sports on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
I think Gary used the word risk having to do with rain, and I don't know. I'm thinking we're about to the point where there are folks who need some rain out there.
Yeah, it's about that time.
Got a 50-50 chance of showers tomorrow in this other forecast, so we can go with that. And it looked like yesterday, clouds kind of came rolling in, might get some showers, but nah.
Yep. Never really happened.
A few sprinkles on Saturday.
Yeah, exactly. Just very random.
Right.
Very. Right. Anyhow, the good news is that there's a chance of showers. The bad news is today, heat index of about 104.
Little toasty.
Yeah. Then tomorrow it cools down to 102.
Oh, good.
So there, got that going. Bring the corduroy back out so you can do that. Anyhow, yeah, some really fascinating stories in the news we're going to talk about next hour. The name thing is cool. I want to look into that. Problem is I don't have Facebook. What happens if you don't have Facebook? I mean, I know that there's probably a vast portion of my life that I'm missing out on, but I ain't going to do it. And so what happens if you wanted to vote with the Texas City thing and you don't have Facebook?
Oh, you can look on their Twitter feed.
Thanks.
I can also send you a link, Scott.
Okay, there. If you'll do that, that way that can help out, and we'll talk about that more next hour. Then
yes, yeah. We will, because I'm pretty sure there's also a link on our website. So
hey.
I will make it as easily accessible as possible.
You the one, all
because
right.
It's a fun little poll.
Okay, well I think it is too.
I just want to go to Bacon.
Yeah,
that Bacon, sounds, Texas.
That sounds
right
great to me.
Bacon sounds fun. Yeah. And well, and there's not in the case of Bacon, no one went. How did you get the name of this town?
Yeah, so, everybody knows.
Yeah, that's right. Anyhow, all right, so world's ugliest dog has been found.
I saw it.
Is it pretty ugly?
It's pretty ugly.
Okay, it's called, first, the name is pretty good, Sweepy Rambo.
Nice.
Nice.
World's ugliest dog. Sweepy is a blind Chihuahua Chinese Crested. You know, Chinese Crested, if you've seen those things, they pretty much got it locked up.
They're always the ugliest.
And, I mean, I don't know if they're in the Westminster Dog Show, but, would you want to be the judge for that dog?
it's really ugly.
It is. And, yeah. It was in China for a reason, and there's no reason it needed to come over here, but that's fine. Anyway.
It's one of those kinds of dogs that kind of looks like it's probably shaking all of the time.
Yes.
Like it's always going to just crumble into just a pile.
Well, it's because the first time it walked by a mirror, it went, God, what happened to me? Anyway.
Can't see its reflection without freaking out.
Yeah, Jason Wirtz of Encino, California, the owner. Sweepy was a gift to his ex-wife. Well, this story gets better and better. When the couple split, he took Sweepy because his wife thought the dog was ugly. Turns out she was right. So there you are.
Yeah, but he's cashing in on it.
Say,
he is.
Joke's on her.
Friday night's competition in Petaluma, California, the third time that the 4-pound dog has competed, but the first time that it's won. I mean, how do you console the dog for being the second ugliest dog in the world, right?
At least you're not the ugliest.
That's right. Now can wear the crown proudly.
Time together, we got a lot of info. Mation.
And what the heck? Put it up on YouTube. Go ahead and brand yourself. Get out there and do it.
You know, I hear that competition can get pretty ugly.
Train, the plane, the bus.
Yeah.
That was too easy.
I know, I'm sorry. Thank you.
It's
all right.
Yeah.
It's not like we go for the hard joke, okay?
Good morning meeting. We're going to have a great time today.
When every step you take hurts.
Oh, my aching feet.
It's time to call Brazos Valley Foot Care. For over 30 years, the podiatrists at Brazos Valley Foot Care have been successfully treating foot and ankle problems. You'll receive the information needed to make the best choices about caring for your feet and ankles. Take the first step to relief. Visit Brazos Valley Foot Care in their new location, 3312 Longmire Drive in College Station, next to Liberty Dialysis. For more info, click brazosvalleyfootcare.com or call 776
6060.
Looking for an optometrist with vision? Urban Optics is the Brazos Valley's new choice for the ultimate in complete eye care. Dr. Matthew Green's Optical Centre offers the latest in eye technology to keep your eyes in optimal health and provides a customer experience like you've never seen before. Urban Optics accepts most major vision insurance providers. Visit Urban Optics in South College Station on Highway 6 next to Celebrity Spa and Salon, or call 690-0888 to schedule your appointment. Urban Optics, optometry with real vision.
615, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So here we go. It's day 179. It's June the 27th, which means we've got 187 days to go. It is Sunglasses Day, which is a pretty good thing. I think you can wear them other days, too.
Well, here in Texas, a lot of days are Sunglasses Day.
Take my kids to work day. Okay. I don't know exactly what that means. If you take your children to your place of work, or you say, would you please take my children to where you work? So let's see. It's making sure that we get some well-deserved time off. This is really a non-mom partner to shine. Oh, this is.
It
yes, this
really
is, take,
is.
Yeah, this is take your own children there, and that way mom gets a rest, which is probably pretty good.
Wow.
It's National Indian Pudding Day.
It what?
National Indian Pudding.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, if you've had any of that, I never have. But it's
no.
Intriguing. All right, and we got some birthdays.
We do got some birthdays. Chandler Riggs is 17. He's Carl on Soap Opera with Zombies. That's The Walking Dead. You know, got a new one there
okay,
for you.
Yeah.
Madeline Sweetin is 25. She was Ray's daughter on Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh, okay.
Matthew Lewis is 27. He was from the Harry Potter movies. Mm-hmm. Ed Westwick is 29. That's Chuck Bass on Gossip Girl.
Wow.
There's a lot of these for the kids.
I was going to say, Chelsea knew who that was.
I did know. Okay. Yep.
How about Drake Bell? You know that guy, right? Chelsea?
Yes.
He's 30.
He's 30?
He's 30 today.
It always shocks me when those child stars are not children.
Yeah.
Not at all. Sam Claflin is 30. He was Finnick on the Hunger Games movies.
Okay.
Khloe Kardashian.
Oh, happy birthday, Khloe.
You know it.
She's 32 today.
She's my favorite.
She is mine
She's
as well,
best.
Scott.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Wow, yeah. Lee Nash is 40 from Sixpence None the Richer. They did that Kiss Me song.
Yeah.
Tobey Maguire, 41, the first Spider-Man.
Yeah, well, he's going, man, did I miss out on that?
I should have stuck around there.
Yeah, that brand is making money now.
Joe Frost, the super nanny, is 45 today. Nerd icon and probably the Steven Spielberg of our generation, J.J. Abrams, is 50 today.
He's doing well.
Country singer Lori Morgan is 57 today.
Wow, she's scary.
No,
she was married to Sammy Kerr. Well, she was with Sammy Kershaw, and I think she chased him around with a butcher knife.
She had some issues, definitely. Isabel Adjani is 61 from Ishtar.
Oh.
Julia Duffy is 65. She was Stephanie on Newhart.
She was a
long time ago. And Ross Perot is 86 today.
Oh, my goodness, really. Kelly Ayotte, she's the senator from New Hampshire, is 48. That's enough. Vera Wang fashion lady,
yep.
67 years old. And today is it's not worth, you know, being on this date in history, but it was today, 21 years ago, when actor Hugh Grant was arrested, if you remember that story with Divine Brown. Now, but the story behind it is that 2 weeks later, he's on the Tonight Show with Jay Leno, to which Jay asked the famous question, what the hell were you thinking? Okay? But what happened was that appearance turned the ratings around. He passed David Letterman and never fell behind again. So it was, strangely enough, Hugh Grant, the one who made the difference.
Thanks, Hugh.
Yeah, way to go. You're the man.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Just as Hillary has hidden her speech transcripts to Wall Street banks, an Associated Press review now reveals that Clinton has hidden the identities of business leaders that she met during her time as Secretary of State. For example, in September 2009, Clinton appeared at the New York Stock Exchange to ring the opening bell well, and prior to that, she had attended a meeting with influential Wall Street and business leaders whose firms had lobbied the government, and guess what? They donated to the Clinton Foundation. Now, these individuals were among the many names and events omitted from Hillary's calendar. The AP has now identified at least 75 meetings with longtime political donors and loyalists that were either not recorded or not listed with identifying details on the Clinton's official State Department calendar. Gee, she wipes everything clean, doesn't she?
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com. Geico.com. Jay Steinfeld started Blinds.com 20 years ago to make the complex process of installing new custom blinds simple. Now, whether you're shopping for blinds or roller and solar shades for summer, well, the Blinds.com team we'll walk you through selection, measuring, and installation all for free. And with Blinds.com, you get 100% satisfaction guarantee. You cannot get this wrong. Just go to Blinds.com, use the promo code Hannity for your 20% discount before June the 30th. That's Blinds.com, promo code Hannity.
It's time to vote for your favorite business in the Brazos Valley. This is the 16th year for the best of the Brazos. Voting for who you like best in food, fun, health, and everything that makes this the best place to live. You can vote online or pick up a ballot at Mike's Barbershop, Caprock Emergency, Urban Optics, and Texas Trading Post. It's the best that money can't buy. Voting ends July 5th, so cast your vote now for the best of the Brazos.
For Kishinko with your money now. We may see a lower open this morning, but not a sell-off. Futures pointing to a moderately lower open, while European markets are down about 1%. Asian markets close mixed. Deutsche Bank says the UK faces a political crisis, but not a financial one. The bank says while it doesn't expect a recession, the sector will see further monetary easing, lower loan growth, and increasingly at-risk dividend payouts. A leading business group says 20% of its members plan to move some of their operations outside of the UK in light of the country's decision to leave the European Union. The Institute of Directors says 3 out of 4 of the 1,000 surveyed believe that Britain's exit from the EU will be bad for business. The group says over a third of its members say the vote result will prompt them to cut investment in their businesses. Bad news for coffee lovers. A weak crop of coffee beans is coming out of Uganda this year, one of the biggest growers in the world. Shipments are expected to drop after the crop was hit by a two-month drought earlier this year. That's your money now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-513-0258. That's 1-800-513-0258. 1-800-513-0258. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Wow, he started talking fast at the end. 6:23, News Talk 1620, WTAW, just kind of randomly out there. The popular flu mist nose spray, which is a flu vaccine, doesn't work and should not be used, as a matter of fact. According to Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, NBC says this is bad news for kids and adults because, you know, the ones who... And I remember when this came out because, you know, some people just don't like needles. Understand mm-hmm. that. And so this was an opportunity for you to just, you know, to squirt that in your nose and everything was okay. And the other thing is it was good. Pediatricians who may not have enough flu vaccine would use the flu mist, and so it worked there. In recent years, though, the nasal spray vaccine accounted for about one-third of all flu vaccines that were given to children. CDC's advisory committee reviewed all the information for the past few flu seasons and found flu mist was effective 3% of the time.
Yikes.
So there you are, you know, doing it made you, you know, you thought it was better, but not. By comparison, flu shots, 63% effective. But that's something to think about.
Yeah.
Again, I'm older and, you know, everybody asks you get your flu shot. I never get a flu shot. I just never do. Never
me
have.
Neither.
And, well, yeah, I understand. But, I mean, the susceptibility of older people for flu is generally why they think they would ask me maybe and not ask you. But, I mean, if the flu shot is only 63% effective, I mean, you're still batting a pretty good average just to not do that. And we know what happens is they formulate it every year based on what they think will be the major flu strain. And so there you are. But, you know, for the real young and the older, then, you know, flu shots are important for the people who are kind of in the middle and maybe healthier than not so much. We had a story at the end of Wall Street of the First News this morning about politicians in a certain state of Australia and the kind of things that they had to go through to campaign. One section was about as big as the state of Alaska, and one lady talked about how having her own snake bed that she could take with her was important.
Snake bed.
Yeah, so that she could sleep on that to keep from possibly being bitten by the poisonous snakes that were there.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, so, you know, once again, our politicians may think they have a tough day sometimes, not so much for her. A woman in Australia has found a 17-foot python in her home, by the way.
Wow.
Her name is Trenane Hebbard. She lives in Mission Beach, wherever that happens to
Wait,
be.
Same woman?
No. Snake stories from Australia. Random snake stories.
Gotcha.
Mission Beach. She woke up, found the snake in her bedroom. Serpent was so long, it stretched all the way around from her living room into her bedroom. Did I mention it was 17 feet long?
17 feet.
Yeah.
Trina, that's too many feet.
Trina says yes. Trina says she thinks the massive serpent has actually been living in her home for over a decade, hiding out in her roof, I guess in her attic, which you would say. Yeah, Trina called called in a snake expert who wrangled the serpent, transferred him to a local pond where he is expected to help with rat infestation.
Local pond? You better get that thing as far away from my house.
What does local mean in a case like that?
Woo.
Yeah, today, if you got nothing else to do, measure off 17 feet.
He's going to find his way back in her house.
Yeah, he's going to be like, oh, they took me to the pond. Now
especially,
I can go back home.
Especially if she was correct about him living there for over a decade.
He pretty much wants to be there.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking the snake wins in a deal like that.
Oh, yeah.
627, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Hot today, 95, 96. So we're talking about a heat index of probably 104 or so. Actually, this morning, it's not too bad, but it's going to change. Tonight, 76 will be our low tomorrow. We do have a 50-50 chance of showers, but again, the heat indices over 100 at about 102. And then we'll continue to have a chance of some showers as we move on through the week. Maybe not quite as stifling as we'll be down in the lower 90s, it looks like, for our highs. We'll see how it works. Right now, the winds are out of the west at southwest at 3. We have 96% relative humidity, and it's 75.
Howdy, this is Pat Sevchik. It's been over 40 years since my dad, Leon, opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Sevchik's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Sevchik's Service Center, down from the post office in College Station.
Novelty and change. Human beings are wired to seek it out, but most other animals on the planet are not. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Brought to you by MSC Opus. Expect the unexpected with the 44th season of MSC Opus. Season and single tickets are on sale now at mscopus.org.
Do you think you won't be able to make your next credit card payments? Or have you already missed a few payments? Have you thought about getting one of those quick loans to make up those payments? At Family Financial, we firmly believe that replacing debt with more debt is not the solution. We are a nonprofit organization that for more than 20 years has helped thousands of individuals like you eliminate their credit card debt. If you qualify, Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates, rates and minimum payments, bring your accounts current, and stop those annoying collection calls, saving you thousands of dollars in interest. Our certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Why wait until your debt gets out of hand? Call Family Financial now. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. Results may vary. Not a loan company.
Unlike other creatures, human beings crave novelty and change.
We are nature's novelty specialists who are primed both biologically and psychologically to engage with the new and different and to adjust to change.
Winifred Gallagher, author of the book New, says we developed this in order to deal with weather changes and other environmental upheavals early in human history.
And during this enormous time of change, many species couldn't adapt to this unpredictable world, but we could. So this affinity we have for novelty is really woven into our human nature.
And you can see our desire for novelty and change everywhere you look.
Even a newborn baby will stare at a new image for about 41 seconds and then get bored with that old image if you keep showing it to him. For the same reason, you can't help but glance at the TV in a public place like an airport, even if you don't want to, because we are hardwired to notice novelty and change.
And yet, everyone is different when it comes to how much novelty we want. Getting on a new roller coaster is the perfect example. Some people never will, some people will do so reluctantly, and then there are the real thrill seekers.
They're going to say, wow, that was great. When can we go on it again? And none of them is good or bad, but it's very smart to know who you are. And if you are that person who doesn't want to go on the roller coaster, don't go.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
It's all new, all true, family fun that will inspire you. Expect the unexpected with Opus Season 44. This year's family fun lineup includes PBS favorite Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood Live, a mesmerizing experience for the entire family, The Aluminum Show, Straight from the North Pole, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the musical, and experience Jurassic Proportions with Earth's Dinosaur Zoo Live. Sponsored by Shenandoah Veterinary Clinic and Opus Encore. Get your family's tickets now at mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:31, 75 degrees right now at the studios. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The father of a seven-week-old son was arrested by College Station police for causing multiple injuries. The baby was taken to a hospital in Temple in stable condition. That's after it was determined in College Station the baby had a fractured skull and at least one broken rib. According to the arrest report, 21-year-old Michael Carson of College Station told the first nurse the baby fell out of a car seat in their hotel room. Then Carson told the emergency room doctor his son fell from the hotel bed. Then he told a detective the baby fell off his chest while they were on a bed. A softball game Saturday evening at Sue Haswell Park in Bryan ended abruptly when one of the players pulled out a handgun from his waistband and pointed it at the head of another player. According to the arrest report from Bryan police, 30-year-old Crispin Urbano Jr. stepped in an unidentified dispute between the batter and the first baseman and pointed a gun at the first baseman. No shots were fired and no one was injured. Urbano was found at his house after initially telling police he pointed a pocket knife. According to the arrest report, Urbano's wife was going to have their 11-year-old daughter tell police what happened. Urbano then admitted to pulling out a gun and showing police where he had hid the .380 semi-automatic pistol. DPS troopers were involved in a high-speed chase Saturday night that started in Wixon Valley and ended in Bryan when the SUV went airborne and crashed. According to the arrest report, 65-year-old John Weber II of Bryan was ejected but was found alert and lying on the pavement with road rash. Weber also had been held down to be handcuffed and to wait for an ambulance. At the hospital, Weber told troopers he had consumed alcohol and smoked marijuana that was likely laced with cocaine. No one else was injured during the pursuit on Highway 21 that troopers said exceeded 100 miles per hour. Two people were sent to the hospital yesterday after a major collision at an intersection of William D. Fitch and Barron Road. Around 6:30 p.m., a northbound vehicle on Fitch collided with an eastbound vehicle on Barron. Both drivers were sent to the hospital for treatment of their injuries. One passenger was injured but not transported to the hospital. The roadway was closed for a period of time. College Station police are investigating the cause of the crash. The state can now deny free college tuition to veterans who lived outside of Texas when they enlisted in the military. TSN's Paul Chambers has more.
A federal appeals court has ruled against a University of Houston student who complained he did not have access to the state's 93-year-old Hazelwood program that guarantees free state university tuition to veterans and their immediate families. The federal court agreed with Texas that qualifying students must have been state residents when they enlisted with the military. Paul Chambers, TSN News.
After 35 years with the College Station Fire Department, Chief Eric Hurt says he's looking forward to slowing down a bit.
Looking forward to enjoying life, you know, spending more time with my family, spending more time with my hobbies.
Hurt announced his retirement in May, and on Friday, the community celebrated his career.
This is where I started my career. This is where I raised my family. This is where I was living when I got married. My kids were born here. I mean, this community means everything to me. It's a place that I came to for a job and then stayed here for the community.
Hurt joined CSFD in 1981 and became chief in 2013. His last day is Thursday. Repairs to the freeway's Briarcrest overpass, which was hit a week ago today, could start next month. State inspectors have determined one beam needs to be replaced and a second needs to be repaired. That's after a semi hauling an excavator that was too tall hit the bridge. The TxDOT district office in Bryan reports working on an emergency contract where a contractor could be hired within 3 weeks. The state will pay for the repairs, estimated between $500,000 and $600,000, then seek reimbursement from what TxDOT describes as the responsible party. College Station motorists who use Dartmouth are advised about street work today. The southbound lanes on Dartmouth between Holloman and Southwest Parkway will be closed starting at 9 for resurfacing. This portion of Dartmouth is supposed to reopen by the end of the day. A huge day for Texas as the Supreme Court today will rule on the state's controversial abortion regulations.
Pro-choice groups have sued to overturn House Bill 2, which requires abortion clinics to be surgical centers and doctors must have admitting privileges. They claim the bar is too high, but Joe Poyman with the Texas Alliance for Life says it's not as hard as they make it out to be.
San Antonio has 4 abortion facilities, and 3 of them are totally compliant with House Bill 2.
Today's ruling is the most significant abortion case to come before the court in 2 decades. A split decision would result in the closure of 8 of Texas's remaining 18 clinics. In San Antonio, Michael Board, TSN News.
The Real Estate Center at Texas A&M is asking for your vote this summer. You've heard of snook and maybe even cut and shoot, but what about lick skillet or weeping Mary?
Once we started identifying some of the town names that are more unusual, we came up with a list of over 120.
Real Estate Center's associate editor Brian Pope says they want your help in deciding the favorite small town Texas name.
There's a town called Chicken Feather, Granny's Neck, Frog Knot, so many unusual names.
Pope says there will be multiple rounds of voting over the next 8 weeks, after which a winning town will be named.
Obviously going to be a part of the state that doesn't get a whole lot of attention, and it's a chance to kind of cast a spotlight on them for at least a moment. It's just going to be a lot of fun.
You can find a link to the poll on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News time is 6:37. It's 75 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you're a contractor, I'll bet you already know the importance of having an insurance agent you can rely on. Time is money. You can't afford to waste time waiting on your insurance agent to get you what you need. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we know what contractors need. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so providing great coverage and pricing is something we do every day. If you build it, fix it, or service it, we can help. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or visit us on the web at wegibson.com.
Truth be told, your electricity comes from people power, from the hardworking efficiency of the men and women of your electric co-op. Their dedication to provide reliable, affordable electricity has kept families, friends, and neighbors connected for generations. And thankfully, people power is one energy source that you can always depend on. At Mid-South Synergy, we are your crew. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Nobody likes to have bugs in their homes or around them, as a matter of fact. And the folks at ABC Home and Commercial Services understands that, and they're ready to help you out if you've got a pest control problem. Oh, man. Remember cockroaches when you were in college? They were an annoyance. Now, they're just something you don't want to have anything to do with. And it's a problem. They're tough to get rid of. They really, really are. They're cold-blooded. They can live for a month without food and a week without water. And a matter of fact, you know, they can even live without their head. I know. The thing is, you don't want those around your home. And ABC Home and Commercial Services has been around for decades making sure that those pests don't come into your home. And we've talked about no matter what it happens to be from a weather standpoint, generally that's going to help drive these critters into your property where you don't want them. Doesn't matter if it's the hot or the cold or the wet or the dry. So there are lots of reasons for them to come and bother you. There's one thing for you to do, and that's call ABC Home and Commercial Services. Remember, every employee at ABC Home and Commercial Services undergoes a thorough background screening so you can feel comfortable whenever they're on your property doing what you want them to do, and that is to make sure that your surroundings are the way that you want them. So from roaches to bed bugs to ants, ABC Home and Commercial Services, your pest control company. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
Did you know that Aggieland Carpet One Floor and Home is part of a cooperative?
Being a co-op means that Aggieland Carpet One Floor and Home is a local business that is owned and operated right here, and it's part of a network of other independent stores just like it. We have the buying power of over 1,000 stores and give you the best exclusive products at competitive prices. We give back by supporting our veterans and local schools.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
The Brazos County District 2 VFD Curtain Fireworks Show and Fundraiser is Monday, July 4th at the Curtain Community Center. Gates open at 3 p.m. with barbecue plates, silent auction, kids games, gun raffles, five-alarm raffles, live music from Burton Tyler, and more. Admission and parking are free, but carpooling is recommended. The fireworks show starts about 30 minutes after sunset, and raffle proceeds go towards the purchase of a much-needed wildfire truck. Need not be present to win, so pre-purchase raffle tickets online now at district2vfd.org. That's district, the number 2vfd.org.
Good morning, 641, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years, and they also do polyurethane concrete raising. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here you are.
Mostly to occasionally partly sunny for today with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms mainly this afternoon. Hot, high temperature 92 to 96. Tonight any showers diminish, scattered clouds mid-70s. Tuesday and Wednesday, a mix of cloud and sun will continue. High temperature, low to mid-90s each day. Widely scattered showers and storms mainly during the afternoon in the 70s on Tuesday night. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, ups and downs for the Brazos Valley Bombers this weekend. In Major League Baseball, the Texas Rangers take down the Boston Red Sox, and the Kansas City Royals snap the Houston Astros' seven-game winning streak. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So there you are. Donald Trump told the New York Times that he will not invite Ted Cruz and John Kasich to speak at the Republican National Convention without endorsements from both of them.
Wow.
Said, if there's no endorsement, I will not invite them to speak.
I mean, I guess it makes sense, but it just sounds kind of like, you know, you're not allowed to play.
Right. Yeah, he's, well, again, and we all remember John Kasich.
Of the 10 contested conventions, only three times did the front runner get picked.
Yeah. So, so yeah, you're not going to get to play.
Yeah.
That's probably not going to happen. Hillary Clinton blasted Republican leaders in Congress Sunday for failing to pass gun reform legislation.
What's new?
Yeah. Addressing the conference of mayors, she said no person should be gunned down while learning, teaching, praying, or dancing. You know, you're right, Hillary, but the legislation that they wanted to pass wouldn't have kept that from happening. Okay?
Yeah, I don't think people should be gunned down ever.
Yeah. There's no, you know, you can talk about passing a law, but it doesn't really solve the problem.
Right.
So don't do that.
Yeah. So, Scott, I have a question for you, because this is where when I get into a debate about gun control with my liberal friends, and I tell them, you know, the time-tested argument that laws aren't going to stop criminals, they always come back with, well, it's going to make it more difficult for the criminals to get their hands on their things.
No, it's not. Here's the deal. I mean, doesn't matter what the system is, people who operate within that system learn how to beat the system. Okay, how many times do we hear about organizations where a bookkeeper embezzles money or an employee steals from their employer? They're there every day and they know it. I think you can take that template and you can move it over to any illegal activity. As long as you're in the midst of that, you know how to get the drugs that you want or the guns that you want, whatever the contraband happens to be. So a law is not going to make any difference. I don't think it will make it more difficult because, you know what, as long as you've got the money, somebody's got one of those guns for you, or if not, you can always break in and steal somebody's.
I completely agree with that, and that's where they get stuck. They always say, well, it's going to raise the price of these illegal guns. It's going to make it tougher for them to get them.
That makes
and
a big difference.
Yeah, and I just don't think that's the case. You know?
Now, I mean, it's what was Father's Day? We used to talk about in Chicago Father's Day weekend. 13 people were killed. And how many, 375 people have been killed in Chicago since the first of the year? I haven't checked this weekend. Obviously, that number's gone up.
Oh, yeah, I'm
but
sure.
But sitting down on the floor of the house, once again, doesn't make any difference.
Yeah.
And like I said last week, the only other the feeling I got about that is, why didn't the Republicans have the courage to do that when Obamacare was about to roll out? Because that's affected a lot of people. Why didn't they have the courage to do what the Democrats did?
You know, what's interesting about those Democrats doing that sit-in, it's they're all people of the generation that were, hippies in the 60s. So it's like, it makes total sense that they did that.
That's what they chose to do.
Yeah. So we'll see. And the Rush update is interesting today because he talks about, we will overcome what? They were singing, We Shall Overcome, and he kind of talks about that. So his name is Martin O'Malley. He wanted to run for president. That didn't work. He's the former governor of Maryland. So I guess he's running for vice president on the Hillary ticket because he squared off with Jan Brewer, who's the former governor of Arizona, to talk about Donald Trump. O'Malley says, quote, Donald Trump is a bigot. Donald Trump is a racist. Donald Trump is, in fact, making fascist appeals. Donald Trump is an unstable charlatan who is appealing to the worst instincts in people. I believe ultimately the American people will reject him. That sounds pretty much like his resume for vice president. Because after all, you got to get a pit bull out there to be your vice presidential person. So we'll see. Marco Rubio says it's too late for him to be considered as Donald Trump's running mate. He's decided he's going to run again for the Senate. So we'll see how that works out. And that's about it. One real quick thing. In Texas, of course, everybody's talking about the Great Britain, the U.K. voting to get out of the EU.
Right.
Apparently, it is reverberating in central Texas as well. Somehow, some way, the people who are secessionists think this is a great opportunity.
Yep.
Right now. Okay, they're doing that, so why shouldn't the Texas nationalist movement go forward?
They're calling it the Texit.
You know it.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Miller, who's the president of that organization, told the British newspaper ahead of the referendum he hoped that the vote could in fact inspire Texans to support seceding from U.S. America. Now, while we all know it'd probably be a good idea on a whole lot of levels, it just
I just don't see it happening.
No, think so. We're going to, we're staying where we are.
Yeah, and we'll still, be very proud of our state and think we're better than everyone else.
And we are. And
we are.
And that way we can rally that way.
The Greek hero Odysseus traveled in a ship. You travel in a car. Odysseus dealt with the Cyclops, storms, and sirens. You deal with 18-wheelers, storms, and sirens. Odysseus traveled 10 years in his ship before reaching home. You want your car to last 10 years so it can get you from point A to point B fast and with no problems. Meet Pete the Greek, who is heroic when it comes to car repair. Pete's the owner of Pete's Auto Care at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, right across the street from Blinn College. Whether your car's American or from anywhere else, they'll fix it. The guys at Pete's are just plain good at auto repair. Your life is an odyssey. Make sure your car's up to the challenge. When your car needs service or repair, take it to the Greek, Pete, at Pete's Auto Care, corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, across from Blinn College.
Could you use a little air about now? Texas summers can get pretty stifling, and the wisest gardeners among us make provision to cope with the weather. With 8 or 10 weeks of tropical heat yet ahead, there are some great ways of beating the high temperatures, cooling the summer. Our program today, right after this message. Bayer Advanced Fruit, Citrus, and Insect Control is a season-long protection against insects without spraying. It was formulated by Bayer Advanced scientists and packaged for easy application. It provides the protection and the results you want. There's no spraying. You just mix it and pour. Fruit, citrus, and vegetable insect control kills insects and prevents new infestations. It's also rainproof. Be sure to read the label for specific insects. Fruit, citrus, and vegetable insect control is specially formulated for more than 100 types of fruit, vegetable, and citrus plants. It'll treat up to 640 square feet of vegetables or 9 fruit trees. It protects fruit and citrus trees, including apple, peach, and more. Vegetables, including tomato, pepper, cucumber, herbs, and more. Vine fruit, such as strawberry, blueberry, raspberry, grapes, and more. Check the label for a complete listing of the plants. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Bayer Advanced fruit, citrus, and vegetable insect control. If you're trying to cool the summer, you want to maintain free flow of air through the summer. Don't plant dense shrubs and don't erect tall fences and walls that will keep the winds from reaching your pool or patio area. You can build privacy screens that will still allow air to filter on through. Wooden fences can be louvered so they give privacy, yet air can whisk between the slats. Wrought iron fencing is the ultimate in security and enclosure without blocking any of the air movement. Welded wire fencing is less expensive, less formal, and virtually as effective at enclosing, containing, and securing without blocking the breeze. You want to remove the lowest limbs from dense shrubs and shade trees. You can create a horticultural equivalent of a wind tunnel by directing the air beneath the plants and onto your lawn and patio. If you've ever been between tall city buildings on a cold, windy day in the wintertime, you have felt those effects of channeled air. Turn that concept 90 degrees onto its side, and you can have the same impact in your landscape. All that wind blowing in from the coast, in fact, in parts of Texas, has to go somewhere. Let it go beneath your trees and large shrubs and onto your sweaty body. Again, to use an analogy from a different element of nature, think about what a river does when it comes through a constricted canyon. By removing lower limbs, you create a sort of rapids of airflow. Misting, more accurately fogging, is an option. Our grandparents used swamp coolers. Parts of Texas still do. These were boxes that hung from windows. Water dripped through excelsior pads around their perimeters and recirculated back through the system many times each hour. As the fan pulled water across the pads, the evaporation of that water cooled the air, which was then blown into the house. This is still the principle by which Texas greenhouses are cooled in the summer, and it's virtually the same concept that restaurants use to cool patrons dining and visiting in their courtyards and on their patios. They're home mist systems that specialists can install around your entertainment zone, and they will cool you down. What more quaint way to tame the heat than to hang a ceiling fan from a huge tree limb or patio roof? Electricians can help you. There are special housings to keep water out, and there are fans that are made to withstand these conditions. Of course, you want to ask for the help of a pro and conceal the fan as best you can. Camouflage green blades, for example, would be better than fire engine red. If you don't want to hang a ceiling fan from above, consider mounting small oscillating fans beneath the eaves of your house or gazebo. There are ways. I'm Neil Sperry. Vines work in little spaces in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:53. Over the weekend, the Brazos Valley Bombers won some and lost some as they dropped an 8-7 decision Friday night against the Woodland Strikers. Then on Saturday, a stellar performance by the pitching staff led the Bombers to a 5-1 victory over the Strikers. Still in first place, the Bombers dropped a road contest against the Acadiana Canecutters 11-1 in Texas Collegiate play on Sunday. Hunter Neal took the loss for the Bombers, getting chased from the game during Acadiana's 6-run fifth inning. Neal struck out 6 in 4 innings before being relieved by Brandon Barbary, who gave up 5 runs in the 6th. The Bombers scored their lone run when John Grimsley scored from third on a drop third strike. The guys will play Acadiana again tonight at 7:05 p.m. A&M Consolidated capitalized on its last chance, winning five games Sunday to qualify for the Texas 7-on-7 state tournament. Consol earned a state bid by reaching the final at the 32-team Sam Brown tournament in Houston. The last qualifier for the state tournament will be held in College Station on July 7th through the 9th. The Tigers finished first in their pool with victories over Houston Christian, Port Arthur Memorial, and Houston Austin, then beat Atascocita in the quarterfinal round and host Klein in the semifinals. The state tournament will be played at Veterans Park. The Division II games will be July 7th through 8th, with the big school teams playing July 8th through 9th. In Major League Baseball,
swinging a high drive left field. This is deep. Back goes Mazzara, looking up. And there's the first home run in the career of Bryce Brentz. He hits it into the left field seats. The Red Sox are on the scoreboard. It's 3-1 Rangers.
Martin Perez pitched six solid innings for his sixth straight win. The first six Texas hitters reached for an early lead, and the Texas Rangers beat the Boston Red Sox 6-2 Sunday. Prince Fielder had a two-run homer for the Rangers, who are 11-0-1 in series since getting swept at Oakland in May. Texas improved to 8-1 in deciding games this season. Perez was working on a shutout before Bryce Brentz hit a solo drive with two outs in the sixth for his first major league homer. The left-hander matched the longest winning streak of his career from 2013. Shin-Soo Chu, Ian Desmond, Nomar Mazzara, and Adrian Beltre opened Texas's three-run first with four straight singles. The last two drove in a run apiece to go along with Rougned Odor's blooper to left against Clay Buchholz. The Rangers begin a four-game series with the Yankees in New York tonight at 6:05 p.m. In Kansas City,
2-2 pitch, swing, and there's a shot to right field. Base hit. Gordon scores. Kane scores. Hosmer cruises into second base with a double, and the Royals have broken this game open. They now lead it 6-1.
Ian Kennedy struck out 11 over 7 innings. Kendrys Morales hit two home runs, and the Kansas City Royals snapped the Houston Astros 7-game winning streak with a 6-1 victory Sunday. After Royals starters Edison Volquez and Chris Young were roughed up in blowout losses in the first two games of the series, Kennedy allowed one run and three hits with one walk. Kennedy struck out his final four batters and finished one shy of matching his career best in strikeouts. The Astros begin a three-game series with the Angels tonight at 9:05 p.m. Diego Valeri scored on a pair of late penalty kicks in the Portland Timbers' 3-2 comeback victory over the Houston Dynamo on Sunday. The Timbers are undefeated in six games overall and five MLS matches, and the win pushed them above the red line into fifth place in the Western Conference. Bill Hurley III has picked up his first PGA Tour victory by capturing the Quicken Loans National at Congressional near Washington, D.C. Hurley entered the tournament as the 607th ranked player before posting a three-shot win over Vijay Singh. The 34-year-old Hurley closed with a 2-under-69 for a 17-under total in his hometown tournament. Meanwhile, top-ranked Lydia Ko is the winner of the LPGA's Walmart Northwest Arkansas Championship. Ko followed Saturday's 62 with a 3-under-68 to end up 17-under. It's the third win of the year for the 19-year-old New Zealander, who has 13 career LPGA Tour victories. Tony Stewart ended an 84-race losing streak by holding off Denny Hamlin over the final lap of yesterday's Sprint Cup event at Sonoma Raceway. The 45-year-old Stewart took the lead on fuel strategy during a caution with 24 laps to go and held on after another yellow flag stalled the race. The final restart came with 14 laps remaining before he fought off a trio of Toyota drivers for his third career victory at Sonoma. And on a sad note, the family of former Tennessee women's basketball coach Pat Summitt says the 64-year-old's health is faltering as she battles Alzheimer's disease. Her family issued a statement asking for prayers and saying that she is surrounded by the people who mean the most to her. Summitt stepped down as Tennessee's coach in 2012, 1 year after announcing her diagnosis of early-onset dementia, Alzheimer's type. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
RE/MAX Bryan College Station has been serving Aggieland over 20 years, representing generations of buyers and sellers with old-fashioned hometown service and 21st century technological expertise. At 3030 University Drive, just east of Highway 6, we're right in the middle of Bryan College Station and count legions of Aggie customers returning as parents and grandparents. More sellers list with RE/MAX than any other brand because nobody in the world sells more real estate. So to buy or sell, it's RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
They came in and recommended a carbon filter system, and that has been amazing for me. It's taken away all the dust, which is crazy because living out in the country, we have tons of dust just from our gravel road, and we have cattle, so all of that comes in. So they come in once a year and change out that filter, and it's great.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Linux dealer in Bryan College Station.
It's all new, all true, and it will inspire you. So get ready to expect the unexpected with Opus Season 44. This year's lineup includes the blockbuster musical Jersey Boys, sponsored by Tom and Mary Kirk of McGregor, Texas. The Christmas-tastic Elf the Musical, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union. The jaw-dropping talents of The Illusionist, live from Broadway. And an opening night concert with Lyle Lovett and his large band. Tickets on sale now at mscopus.org.
If you're like most when it comes to having a lawnmower, four-wheeler, or other small engine equipment repaired, it's a ridiculous hassle. You have to borrow or rent a trailer, haul it to the repair shop, wait for it to be repaired, then repeat the process to get it back. Not anymore. Simply call Ace Hardware, 979-279-3003. Ace picks up the equipment, repairs it, and brings it back. For lawnmower, four-wheeler, or small engine repair, your local Ace is the place. Call 979-279-3003 for your Ace repair today.
Good morning. Here's the weather. It's brought to you by Action Sports.